Do you wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Maya Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
And hello, hello, beautiful beings. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And I was going to say it was not a beautiful day here in Volcano, but now the sun's coming out because, you know, the weather here is just, I still can't get a handle on it. I've been coming from Sydney where it's just hot and sunny, hot and sunny, hot and sunny every day. So anyway, we're coming to you live from Volcano. It's a beautiful day, though a bit chilly, I think, for me. But still, birds are singing, the sun is coming out, and all is beautiful. So how are you all doing? I just have to chuckle, I was saying, because Mercury retro, which is what we're still in, we're on the third week. So look, this Sunday, it's shifting. And I'm going to share with you this morning, I can feel that it shifted like yesterday even. It was just this change in the energy. So it's all going to lighten up very soon. But I chuckle because there's been so many miscommunications and just very simple things, trying to plan something with another mother, you know, schedule something. And we're just like talking around each other. It's like, wait, what did you just say? Wait, what did you just say? And I said, you know what? This is Mercury retro, which she didn't know anything about. So that didn't help the communication at all. But we finally wrote it down and we figured it out. But just this week it's been computer things. And so I'm hoping, well, I'm sure it's affecting you in some way. But again, you know, this Sunday, the energy is shifting. And hey, here's another piece of good news. The full moon energy, done. That was just, oh my goodness, affecting me last week. And I didn't sleep a blink. And all the clients that I spoke to last week saying the same thing, thinking something's wrong. I said, no, it's just super, super strong energy. We had so much going on over the weekend with the full moon, lunar eclipse, Mercury retro, yada, yada. Everything happening at once, but I am here as your energy goddess to assure you that things are shifting and they're feeling much, much lighter, do I dare say, in this purposeful way. So we're going to talk a bit about energy this morning. My lovely daughter Magda is here with some fun facts, which I hear the topic is nose today. So I have no idea where that's going, but we'll bring her on this morning. And today we've got an amazing special guest, Mike Dam, who's here from California. He's calling in live. He's a writer, a naturalist, a healer, and a coach. And he is committed to reframing the human story, igniting the power of wholeness within. I love his line. We've been chatting yesterday and last couple of weeks, and he's just got an amazing story, his journey with mental health. And he's written a new book called Suicide to Superhuman, which I think is a great title. So he'll be here today shortly, and he will be sharing his journey. So definitely, definitely stick with us. But let's get to energy right now. As I was saying, we are still in the Mercury retro, but I'm really feeling right now that, you know, we've been talking for so long, journeying from March, saying that we were in this void, this shifting of energy, right? This whole pandemic, all of the energies that are unraveling, unfolding, bringing so much to the light. So many voices that have been silent are speaking so loudly, and they're gathering their tribes, right? That's what we're seeing, gathering their tribes together. And there's a sense of duality that's focusing on right now. And we have shared that in the past, shared about that. That would be a good word to use in that sentence. In the shifting between, you know, this heaviness and the fear, and again, bringing in that Mercury retro, there's so much just noise out there, isn't there? It just seems like if you are tapping into you know, news and stuff out there and any of the platforms. Just so much noise. And everyone is right, right? You see one thing and then there's someone else that says the exact opposite and everyone is right out there. And so it's come really to this point of communication breakdown where do you go? You know, where do you go for truth? You know, what is truth anymore? Who thought that truth and facts would be something that we would tear apart? Oh, yes, we're not ready yet, Magda. Hold on. You struck me on this train. See, and that's what happens when you're in a home studio. Child walks in and you switch into mommy mode and you forget totally what you're talking about. So going to table that one for a moment, go back to, I know, duality. So this sense of this duality that's been breaking, you know, the society apart. We've been talking about being in this void energy, which now we have journeyed beyond. And I've said the last couple of weeks that we're in this threshold, right? This like literally in the doorway, we're in this cleaver, like void of energy between the old and the new. And when I was connecting this morning, I could feel very strongly that, look, we're in the new now. Just baby steps into it. Maybe just, you know, sitting that little step beyond the threshold, but really it's beginning now. And what I've been seeing is this connection to all the light workers. And we've been talking about that the last weeks. And be very open to connections. Because there's those that you've journeyed with before. There's a reason that you've journeyed before because you're reconnecting now. And I've seen it in my own life. My goodness. A woman that connected in, you know, a very unique way. Just this opportunity just opened up. And I said to her, you know, you even look familiar. And so we had a really good chat and a good connection. But lots of this happening because the light is building. It's building that vibration. And it's really being raised up. But we're in this period of the new, the beginning of the new. Let me put it that way. And all of us are responsible for what happens next. And we spoke about that last week, and that really is the key, is that if you are here, if you are conscious, if you are breathing, you are a part of this change. And that is oh so important, because the sense of apathy that has developed over years and years and years, I mean hundreds of years in our society, it can't be anymore. It just can't. We can't look to whoever it is, organization, your neighbor, someone else, you know, to solve problems. Each of us has a part. Some of us have huge parts because we feel that. That's why we're here. But if you, again, if you're living, breathing, there's things that you can do. You know, your choices. What do you buy at the stores? What do you put into your bodies? Everything is a choice. So we're all part of this. We're all part of this dynamic and exciting time when we're building this new society, these new thoughts. Okay. On that, I'm going to pause for a moment because we do have my lovely daughter here who was not with us last week because she was at a workshop making masks. Who ever thought that that would be a thing, right? And I don't mean Halloween masks, which is actually what I thought because that's where my mind was going. Oh, cool. You're going to make Halloween masks. No. We're making masks, of course, as everyone is wearing now for school, getting ready for school, which here in Hawaii begins in less than a month. And mommy here is counting those days. Child too, right? We've not been in school for, oh, she's giving me the glare, but I really, really feel in her heart she's really jonesing to get back to school because there's only so much fun mommy and child can have together, I think, right? With everything closed, you know. I think I'm great company, don't you? So anyway, let's begin with some fun facts, huh? Hello, are you going to come here?
Hello.
Okay, maybe you can be a little bit more enthused. No, oh! Okay. So our topic today is noses. Breathing. Okay, you're so far away, we're going to have to translate from kid talk. So would you like to share your fun fact? Okay, let's go.
Did you know that you only breathe out of one nostril at a time?
I don't think I knew that. No. Okay.
What you can do is put your finger under your nose, take a deep breath in and then out, and you can see which nostril you're breathing out of right now.
Okay. Well, why don't you do it and tell us what to Yes?
I'm breathing out my right nostril right
All
now.
All right.
And your brain switches them up about like every 2 minutes.
Okay. Is that a fact or is that a Magda,
no,
I guess?
It switches them.
Okay. I seem to recall something about that from yoga and yoga breathing, but no, that's really interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Do you have anything else to share this morning? Would you like to share why you have? We'll talk about that later. Not right now. This is not mommy time. This is my time. That's me. Okay. So, all right. Thank you, Magda. I am not answering any questions right now, and you're not taking my phone. You need to go play, please. All right. There we go. Thank you for those fun facts. What did I say? Less than a month till school? Okay. Yes. Counting down. So anyway. Back to energy. Didn't I just say that it's Mercury retro just going nuts right now with everything in communication? I think this is all part and parcel of it. She's writing notes while I'm trying to talk and concentrate. There's only so much focus a human being has. So tabling all that. Thank you for fun facts. And we get back to energy. So, okay. What I'm also picking up is that, I've shared that I was involved in this World Unity Week, which was a couple weeks ago, and they had dedicated one whole day to water and to honoring water, and they had people from around the world talking, ended up here in Hawaii, is that people are coming forward now, you know, as these energies are clearing our own energy bodies, really stepping up and saying, this is why I'm here. You know, this is really what my purpose is, and with this sharp clarity. And I'm seeing in the clients that I've been speaking to this week, coming to me to kind of confirm their path and the projects they're involved in. And every single person that's come forward that we've chatted this week, I'm like, look, you don't have to worry. There's so much energy around what you're sharing, so much energy around your project. And there's just people doing amazing things out there, really, and just sitting with that sense of clarity. So if you are not in that camp, you're still sitting here and saying, I don't know, I don't know why I'm here. I would really advise you to spend some time, remember Mercury retro, the whole purpose of that is to really sink in. It's a time of introspection. It's not a time to move forward. It's not a time to start new projects. And what I'm seeing is you don't really need to start something because you've already been doing it in some form for maybe your entire life, right now. So this is just the clearing, clarity, and then moving forward with it. But here we are still in Mercury retro. So again, what I've advised people this week is just sit with what you have and set your intentions. Because I'm really seeing just doors are opening. And I hope you're seeing that in your life, in your world. And I don't mean physical doors. We're not talking about the opening of our society. But just opportunities that maybe have come to you, people that you're connecting with. But it's like it's all happening. And I've heard that, many times this week, like the sense of it's all happening, this is why we're here. It's all happening. We're building this new. So I'm hoping you're enjoying that a little bit or picking up on that. And if not, just don't worry, get through this week. Sunday, Mercury goes direct. I have been sharing that, the sense right now of this energy being pulled back like a slingshot. And Sunday, boom, it's going to go forward. And we've got a month of just this intense activity, intense energy, movement forward. So all this time sitting in this, not even Mercury retro, but for like the past month, remember we were saying in June itself was this time of just sitting, gestation, going to be done. So we're done with that. And now it's time to just shoot out all this energy and all this forward momentum. So hang on to that. And try not to get frustrated with Mercury retro miscommunications. But I'm hoping that you're having, finding some time to that you can sit with yourself because it's so important right now, to get out of that noise, get out of other people's opinions and really sink into your own heart space and see what your heart is telling you because that is what this journey is right now. It's not about No, it's about what you say. And it's about all of us collectively reconnecting to our own wisdom. And isn't it time for that? Really, we've been so separated from that for eons. And now it's the time to reconnect. So I'm hoping later this month, I've just reached out to, there's an organization called the Heart Math Institute. You might know it, might not. They've been doing research for years about the energy of the heart, scientific research. So those of you who are in that scientific headspace, this is a beautiful place to start. And I do believe their website is heartmathinstitute.org. But again, have reached out to them. So I'm hoping that I can bring someone on later this month to share thoughts about the heart and how it is a stronger energy, is the strongest energy field in the body. So cross your fingers, can connect with that later this month. Trying to get everything out because we do have this amazing guest that's coming up shortly. And I want to give all the space to him to share his journey. Like I said, his journey, Mike's journey, is with mental health. And very profound journey, and he's really involved in mental health into the whole field right now. And so sharing his thoughts on his book, Suicidal to Superhuman. So I think it's time to take a breath, and we'll come back and we'll welcome Mike to this circle and hear his wisdom. So just in a moment.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And hello, this is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And we are back and we have a beautiful guest here that has joined the space with us, Mike Dam. And before I had introduced him before as a writer, naturalist, healer, and coach, but he is here with us. So I'm going to invite him to speak about what he does and his journey, as we've shared, is with mental health and very involved and in that field at this time. So, Mike, hello, welcome.
Hello, Maya. It's so good to be here, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. I was just sharing that we had a great chat yesterday and a couple other times and just connecting on your journey, our journey, and just think this is a beautiful space to share some of your thoughts. So I have a question to start out, and then, please, I will open the space for you and your thoughts. But you say in your intro that you're a naturalist. And I was wondering myself, what does that mean exactly? Can you share that?
That's a great question. I've often wondered that myself.
okay.
And the meaning of a naturalist is to look at the world around you and study. I mean, it's the basis of science in many ways, but to really observe the natural world and see how things work. So I think many of us fit the definition of naturalist without actually even knowing it. My upbringing was so fortunately near woods and near trees. So my naturalism took place in the natural world. But anybody can go outside and just start observing things. and technically fit the definition of a naturalist.
Yeah, and you know, if I can tell, that's how, do you know Barbara Brennan and the Hands of Light, I think is her work. It was the first work about energy healing back in the day. Mm-hmm. So when I studied energy healing, it was the book they plopped down in front of you. There's many, many more, you know, there's been many years since. But she writes in the book that that's how she began her journey of energy, actually, is that she went out into the bush as a child or the, you know, still Australian speaking, so into the forest, into nature. And she just observed. That's what she did, like all day, every day. And things started opening for her. So it's wonderful that you mentioned that and to bring that into that space. So do you feel that helped you connect to your energy journey as well?
Absolutely. So fundamental. And even your beginning, I listened to your intro. I was listening in. And here, you know, astrology fundamentally is a you know, what came out of naturalism. People were just watching and just observing, and that's what they came up with. And it's so nice to hear your intro as well, because I know for me it's been a crazy month, and I'm from California, so you know, a lot of this terminology is not new to me. I have plenty of friends who are you know, follow that stuff all the time. I personally don't, but it's such good reinforcement when I'm feeling out of sorts or whatever, and then someone says, oh, well, you know, lots of us are. And I've even come to the practice of, when I do feel crazy, and you know, meditation is part of my practice, I really work hard to tune into what's going on. And I've gotten to the point where a lot of times I feel stuff that's not mine. I'm like, you know, okay, I'm feeling crazy today. And then there's other times where it's like, I feel good, but I feel a craziness. And at those times, I often reach out to friends, especially those that are a bit more on the sensitive side of the spectrum, and ask them how they're doing. And so often I get confirmation that they're like, yeah, oh, good. It's not just me. It's something, something else. And so to hear your intro and say that, I'm like, oh, good. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but also that, I'll take it. Yes. That helps.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, because I am that person for my friends. They'll call and say, okay, so I'm really losing it right now, you know, and there's like this, just I'm crying and I'm this. And I said, yes, that's part of the energy. And that is why I do this. So thank you so much for bringing that in, because I think it is such useful energy, so that we know that it is universal energies. And of course, we are all connected. So we are all empaths. I really... And just a quick tangent, you know, I'd like to reframe all language. And we were talking about that yesterday, you and I, in our conversation, because these words like empath and psychic, I think they just need to shift into something broader, because we are all intuitive, right? We all have the sense to connect to other people because we're all one. Okay. I'm going to table that and say, all right, so tell us about your journey. You know, what brought you here? What brought you to write your fabulous book, Suicidal Superhuman? I love that title. So tell us a bit about your journey and what you've experienced in this life.
Yeah, sure. I think I'll start at the beginning.
Good place to
start. I also
start.
Want to add the subtitle to that book, too, is Accepting Mental Illness and Its Role in Global Sanity. And I mean, it's part of being one, you know. Global sanity is something I think we're all staring right at the moment. So to really incorporate, to take the holistic view and incorporate our roles, our different roles. But for me personally, I mean, since high school, I had a hard time in high school, and the teen angst or that teenage depression and moodiness that is so easily prescribed, I had a really hard time with dealing with that. It felt so dismissive to me. And I, you know, thought myself and a few friends were really introspective. And I thought in high school we were dealing with some of these issues that, you know, we're just talking about now, like this, we're all kind of one and something doesn't feel right. But, you know, we kind of pushed it aside. There wasn't a lot of room for that conversation, and you know, we were kids. To what I noticed is, and myself included, you know, we pushed a lot of this stuff aside. We turned that energy into, you know, put it into sports or partying and reckless behavior. And mm-hmm. it was a really difficult topic. And I found that people were really happy to move away from it because we didn't have solutions.
Yes.
You know, I certainly didn't.
Mm-hmm. And this is what we do, right? In this journey and to journey inward, as we've been talking about, is that because it's such a sticky place and because we're not taught in school, like you're saying, we do tend to just go into other places. So yes, please continue. This is what we need to focus on, that journey inward.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so easy to deflect. Even on the way in, we can be sidetracked by so many things. And that's one thing I talk a lot about in the book. It was specific ways that I ended up hiding and deflecting all of the stuff that was going on. Because I didn't know how to deal with it. And we have to still move forward in life. Mm-hmm. But I found that part really hard because I had this discord. How do you build on something that you foundationally seems unsound, which is kind of where I felt that I was. Mm-hmm. What was difficult too was I grew up in a really wonderful area. I grew up in California outside of San Francisco, upper middle class. I had what appeared to be nothing that I could complain about. I mean, it was the lap of luxury, and anything I could complain about would be considered a first world problem, but we didn't even have that term back then.
Right.
So what was interesting is that when the only thing you have to articulate is something really trivial, it can make you feel worse. Because for me, it felt like on top of being kind of a bummer, I also was shallow. And that kind of was really difficult. And we see it all the time, people being upset over these first world problems. And I invite you, anybody listening to, next time you encounter that, look really closely at that and tune in with your empathy to someone's deeper hurt and see, is that really the problem they're talking about? Or is there something deeper that they're unable to articulate? And this is the only tool that they have to vent any of that feeling.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not here in any way to, I really don't want to justify or bring sympathy to white privilege, especially right now. It's not at all my goal. Mm-hmm. My point is that we are all, as humans, expressions of what's going on in the world and on the planet. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're in a bubble or on an island.
Right.
We are all essentially, the nervous system of the earth. And when there's a problem, it comes out. We are one of those forms of expression when something's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So when you were in high school, then you chose a word. Oh, geez, I should have written it down. But about trivializing, this huge thing to you, because our society really at that time. And I'm going to ask you something. I'm not asking your age, but just what is the time frame, of a high school then?
This is in the 90s.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, just so we can see. Yeah. See how we've progressed, to put it in that space, or not progressed, really. My little one, as I've shared with you, she's 11, and has chosen me as her mother, to have a different understanding, of this journey, of these things that you're talking about. But so you were on this journey and you were in this place of feeling less than, which is something we so talk about here and that we really, need to be done with it. And so what happened beyond that? What did you do, to connect and to heal yourself, to connect with your inner wisdom?
Yeah. Well, it brings me back. We spoke yesterday. I know you're a linguist.
Yes.
And what occurred to me, not then, unfortunately, but what occurred to me later is that just because you can't articulate something doesn't mean that something is invalid.
Yes.
So, having this strong feeling, but not being able to speak it out is it can be rough. And the ability to pull like a thread of a feeling until it's accurately expressed in words is this profound skill that's typically basically reserved for poets and mystics. For a teenage kid to be able to do that, to express something that at least when I was growing up in the 90s wasn't even being discussed amongst the adults, that's a really tall order.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we can't articulate something is we end up internalizing. That's what I did, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
of course.
I went on. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what else can we really? I mean, that's what I did. I'm here to try to create the, you know, this conversation where there's another path and we can publicly start to discuss this stuff.
Yes.
But I mean, I went into psychology with the intention to figure out what was wrong with me.
Because of course,
I'm like,
you
well,
did. See, you know? All of us. That's what draws us to our field of study, because we're trying to heal ourselves and become teachers. Absolutely. That's
right.
That's amazing. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, philosophy as well. But what I learned didn't really line up with what I knew to be true in my own world.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And that was tricky, because again, I kind of internal, like, am I even more messed up than psychology is recognizing? Like, what's really going on? But it was enough to keep me from going to grad school in psychology. And I decided instead to look elsewhere. I'm like, this doesn't fit my model. And you know, I kept holding on to this ideology I had that didn't line up with the status quo.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not that I majored in psychology, but I have taken a course or two in school, and what I found and shut me off, even at that stage in college, which, goodness, when was that? It was a while ago. Just put it that way, was that it was all in your head. You know, it was all in your head. These men that we talked about yesterday, Freud and you know, all of those, the biggies of psychology, it's all in your head, which of course was part and parcel of that time. But
Absolutely.
Now we're in this heart space, right? So it almost seems to me that, you know, the journey of psychology, the journey of mental health, of all of our journeys really is that journey inward, right? Which is, of course, what you have done, you know, and through your work, taking different routes, you know, to find answers, let's say.
Yeah. And more of us are. And, you know, even, you know, all these pioneers of psychology, they were also doing that. But like you said, you know, as a product of that time and, you know, and, you know, we use a lot of that terminology in daily life. I mean, they were influential. It's still so young and there's so much to still acknowledge. You know, one of the difficulties is once we get a definition, it's hard to look beyond the definition and keep the space to continually update the definition and what that means. And that's the most important thing, especially with something new, that we allow that flexibility where we can update things, because else we're, you know, we're not addressing the problem.
Right. And that's where we are today, right? We're in this giant pause, you know, this global pause, we've been calling it, in my circles at least. So I share that out, this global pause to readdress and to redefine and to bring new language to the table. That seems to me, you know, again, I have my linguist hat, it was my master's degree. So, you know,
I always
come in that sense of language is that how can we need to just dissolve some words, and we need to be conscious of the words we're using. So, you know, I'm hearing that in your journey as well, is that you weren't finding the right words, the right terms, the right, you know, whatever it was that suited you, you know, it just didn't feel right to you. You know, maybe to another psychologist said, yes, you know, you fit in this box, but you said, I don't fit in this box, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can absolutely, cut you off at the legs. You know, I always question myself, and I was always wondering if I should just kind of swallow the other pill and just get a normal job
no.
You know, in but and so many people did, you know. I used to tell friends that I felt like this old sports car that was either you know, when everything worked, was super fun to zip around in, but was just as often like broken on the side of the road. And, you know, I attributed a lot of that to me not fitting in and going full enthusiasm towards finding out, you know, what was pulling me, what was really tickling me. And then, you know, having a rough time and kind of being left on my own, because I didn't have a lot of people to talk to about it, because I was already kind of outside the bounds of what a lot of people were doing. And yeah, to come back to your point, to sum that experience up, that richness, and being hyper aware through all of that experience, you know, to sum something like that up to, oh, they're bipolar. It's like, oh, that sucks. Really? is that what that word means? Is like all of that just fits into that?
And can like, I ask, I'm familiar with the phrase, but I don't, what does that mean to you? You know, how do you define bipolar challenges? I'm just going to say that. I don't like disorder. I don't like, the illness, none of those words. I think we need to, it's just, this was your challenge to heal and learn and teach. That's what it is to me. So can you share a thought on that?
Yeah. Yeah. And there is a little irony. I'll put this out right away because, I do say that, but it's also part of what I'm doing is trying to break that paradigm a little bit. We need to update it. So I'm both comfortable saying I do fit into that category, but at the same time saying we can't have this category. We can, but right now what we're doing is we're just way too many people are fitting into it. And the number of these. So, I mean, bipolar, I gotta stay focused because I want to say so many things about it. I mean, the real term bipolar is you can be very up and very down. And there's a couple types of bipolar. One is more of a rapid cycling where you can be, between manic and depressive, within hours or days. And then, there's another type, which is much longer term. So if you get really depressed once or twice a year, and then you go through, these more subtle cycles throughout the year. That's another type that's classified as bipolar. And I don't know anybody who doesn't have a, spectrum and a cycle, but when it gets a little bit more pronounced, then there's a point where suddenly if it's, disruptive to life or if you just aren't comfortable with it, you can fall into the designation of bipolar. I don't see manic and depressive actually as even being opposites.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
You can be manic. Yeah. But that might be a little bit for another time. That might be a topic.
It's a broader, I think we need to take just a break in a moment, and I'd like to, invite you back in because we need to talk more about your book. And then I'd like to bring that in terms of energy, how this journey of yours, maybe relates to an energy journey. So just stick Great. With us, Mike, stick with us, everyone. And we'll be just back in a moment.
Okay.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In a world that has suddenly turned dark and unfamiliar, there is one light that will never go out. Allow the light of kindness and compassion to guide you. With kindness, we can all create a better tomorrow. the Be Kind Revolution, shining the light of kindness and compassion within. www.bekindrevolution.life. Become a kindness crusader today because everyone deserves a little kindness.
And we're back. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And we are here today with Mike Dam, who's a writer, naturalist, healer, and coach, who is committed to reframing the human story and igniting the power of wholeness within. Mike, how are you? You're still with us, right?
I am. I'm great.
Great. Yep. Okay. Just checking, you know, Mercury retro, you didn't drop off into the, you know, to the sine waves because there's so much going on today. I had trouble even getting into the studio today. And so was had a moment of panic myself. But thank you for sticking here and sharing your journey.
Absolutely.
So we've got some time left and would love to dive into this book that you've written. And of course, as you shared, it's sharing your journey, share the title. Let's start there.
Yeah, it is called Suicidal to Superhuman, Accepting Mental Illness and Its Role in Global Sanity.
Yeah, that's I get goosebumps when I hear the whole title, really. I mean, what an important work at this time, as the whole world is just dissolving, isn't it? And this is, another energy out there that needs a voice. So how wonderful of you to step forward and to share your story and to give this a voice. So share your thoughts. Tell us about the book.
Well, there was something that just stuck out in the ad I just heard, and it was when the impossible becomes normal. Mm. And I loved that little phrase. I just kind of pulled that out of what I heard there. Mm-hmm. And I guess that stuck with me because it's the normalization of things that can change our story so much. And we've normalized a lot of, mental illness and the way we look at things. There's a statistic, depression is the number one, it's the leading cause of disability worldwide. Mm. And we refer to it in this space as the common cold of disability.
Yes.
And that is a normalization. We've normalized depression. It's akin to the common cold.
Right.
So the ability to normalize that. So when I heard, the impossible becomes normal, it's like that. Yeah, let's move a little bit back more into that direction.
Mm-hmm.
My goal with this book is to really offer some alternative views to things. Specifically in regards to what we've prescribed as states of being human, specifically with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that actually ties right into the theme of your podcast this month of letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And letting go is a key theme of this book with letting go of what we think we know,
mm-hmm.
letting go of... we have become such a masculine society with order and definitions and categorizations. And there's so much benefit. I mean, it's such a crucial energy and skill and tool, but when we go a little bit far, it can be a little claustrophobic and can also lead us to lose the vision and the wisdom of the bigger picture.
Yes. It sounds like what I've been talking about and in our theme of the whole month, I was so engaged getting out our energy snapshot is, of course, letting go and a subtopic of forgiveness, which is part of that, letting go and being hard of yourself. But I've been talking for years about these boxes of constriction that we put ourselves in, society creates, and that, it's really the time to not only peer over them, but just to get out of them. we just don't have time for them anymore because we're in this space of expansion. So I hear you reflecting that, saying that, mental health has been in this box and all the little categories that is part of that. And we need to expand now, we need to expand and to bring this
Absolutely.
Into the human journey. Right.
So, absolutely.
Yes. So,
and expanding the definition is one thing. And I think the reason it's so important to do that right now is because the amount of people falling into that box is expanding. And that's what's terrifying. You know, if a small percentage is being affected, that's one thing. But we're up to 20% of Americans being on prescription drugs for depression and anxiety. 20%. Yes. That starts to become something very different. And that's why this conversation is so important. It's not just, you know, having a, you know, and I do think we need to update the definitions, but it's the amount of people being affected. That's the discussion. Why are so many people being affected?
I believe I've shared with you in some of our off-air conversations that I began this journey of exploration from anxiety as well. Come from that standpoint, was having anxiety attacks, and then after I gave birth to my daughter, they just increased to the point where I couldn't function. You know, at times, mm-hmm. didn't know where they're coming from, and I, like you, said, okay, what's going on? And mm-hmm. fortunately, I had just started my energy healing diploma, and so was able to tackle it from a completely different standpoint. I had started, you know, working with women specifically for these issues, anxiety and depression, and have taught many, many workshops on this issue. But again, coming from that energy standpoint. And maybe that's something you and I at a different time, you know, on air can come back and discuss, because it is such a big topic. And I have lots to say on that, but I really want to focus on your book right now and sharing all of this wisdom. You had said there's, you know, I'm sure there's some themes in your book that you can share just to give us a snapshot of the overview.
Yeah. And without actually even leaving, that topic, I mean, that is a big topic of it, which is, mm-hmm. You know, letting go is one of the big themes. And the other is, it's similar to energy. I'm sure it's very linked into what you did and how you found relief. And mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff and, you know, the knowledge in the book and what I work with, it's not new knowledge. It's really, really old knowledge.
Look
and
at that,
as
right.
much of a proponent as I am for science and modern, I mean, it's amazing what we're doing with technology and in that space. It's stunning what we're doing. But we can't, you know, to do it at the sake of losing where we come from, our lineage or our ancestry. There are so many tools that have been around for so long that help us with these feelings that we've lost touch to. So to find our way back to the things that worked is going to be such a key component to combining this new frenetic, very cerebral world with our bigger selves. And I heard you talk about heart math mm-hmm. earlier too in the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're working to do is starting to measure that, you know, the correspondence between, you know, the heart vibration and the head. And I don't want to get too deep into that because I'll make a fool out of myself. That's not my specialty.
No.
But I love what they're doing in the space. It's very similar to start mm-hmm. Getting back to what we've forgotten, what we've been disconnected from, that is mm-hmm. Going to really soften and allow ourselves to drop back into our whole selves and feel what we're feeling and express what we're feeling instead of thinking it's a problem and, you know, mm-hmm. medicating it or mm-hmm. Doing our best to ignore it and distract it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot what I talk mm-hmm. about in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes hard to just let things go without mm-hmm. having something new. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to let something go if you see a new path or have something new to hold.
Yes, but I'm going to interject there, but that's the whole game of trust, isn't it?
Oh,
is letting go and being in that space of the void. I'm a shadow worker. I deal with the underside. So that's the journey I take women. It's been, you know, traditionally for 15 years now, and that seems to be opening up this week. But it's being in that space of the unknown, and we don't do that well, as you can see out there, right? Yes, I agree with you. It is so much easier to let something go when you see the shiny new thing in front of you. But what do you do when it's not there? You know, and that's that is this game, this journey of life from my perspective. So, yes. So you talk about reconnection to the past. Is there something specific that helped you that you talk about in the book?
Oh, God. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, the whole book is basically what helped me. There's a number of tools. I'll share just one simple one that people can play with.
Yes.
And it's called wide angle vision. And I learned this through a Lakota tradition, But I've also studied Qigong, and I've seen it in Qigong, which is beautiful to see stuff mirrored from cultures opposite ends of the world.
Yes.
And they call it the soft gaze in Qigong. And it's essentially, we're very focused on things. Typically walking through the day, we look at one thing and look at the next thing and look at the next thing. But we can access the different part of our eyes when we zoom out. When we have a soft gaze or wide angle vision, we utilize our periphery. We don't see things the same way, but we see movement much better. It's the way a lot of animals operate, why deer can pick up on things, you know, way to the sides and then the periphery. And when we sink into wide angle vision, we access our brain differently. We don't, it's a little trick to access a more a less linear part of our brain. We're so used to getting from A to B to C to D to D. And just that little trick, zooming into wide angle vision, can help the brain let go of that linear path and start to take in and process things in a different way.
Yeah, so interesting. And to mirror yes another one, Barbara Brennan in the book I was describing, Hands of Light, she talks about that and sitting in the woods and being in that sense of just gaze and not really looking and allowing. I mean, she was connecting to the elementals, to different, you know, creatures that exist in what I call the space between. So you can feel them, see them in a different realm, because when we are connected, like you said, with that reality, you know, I'm looking out my window right now and I see a tree is there. But if we do, as you say, and soften that, other things start to pop up. I start to see faces that come out. So that's such a beautiful, like you said, simple technique, but oh, so powerful, because it does access other things, right? Amazing.
Yeah. And it's powerful because it's also just a way that it brings us back to a natural state. We just don't really have the opportunity to be in that. And that's part of naturalism, that, you know, for me to have access to the woods, it's more of a natural occurrence if you're walking around. But, you know, if you're driving and then you're looking at your computer and then you're making dinner, it's just less likely to naturally sink into that. So for us to be reminded of something like that and then to start to consciously incorporate it, it's little tools like this that can be so profound and powerful to then help us remember more and go on as far as you mentioned with Barbara, to, you know, get into that work, the in-between and the elementals and all of that.
Yes. And like I said, I mentioned it because it's the first book, you know, of energy healing, which of course all of us energy healers have, you know, on our shelves. I don't think I've actually ever finished it. But as my daughter knows, I usually have like 10 books going at once, and I'm not sure any of them get finished. I'm reading now a book on the witch trials. which is not something you should read before you go to bed. Very, very graphic, but I look forward to reading your book, and I just want to share with everyone. Mike was so kind as to send me a copy, so as it'll get here someday. We're in Volcano, and I do look forward to reading that. How can anyone find your book, Mike? Tell us how we can find it so everyone else can access it.
Absolutely. The best way is to go to mikedayem.com, and that's mikedayem.com, and there's a pre-order. You can buy it there and it'll get shipped out quickly to you. It will officially be on Amazon and bookstores September 10th, which is actually National Suicide Day, is the official publication release date.
Oh, goodness. I just got goosebumps when you said that.
it's a big thing, and I'm looking forward to doing what I can and really try to be the voice that I could have really used, you know, earlier in my journey. Going to the website's the best way to grab a copy now.
Okay. And I'll be posting that on my Facebook as well. So Maya Five Voce, we'll put that on there to help people find your book. And I'm hearing from you that you're very involved in mental health. So, you know, what are you doing right now? And what other kinds of activities are you involved in?
I do a lot of one-on-one And I'm working on programs to reach more people because, again, a lot of times some of these simple tools, especially with a little bit of guidance, can allow people to reconnect in a way where they can become their own mechanics, I say. You know, we have a lot of these tools within us. And as soon as you get kind of put back onto the path of your authenticity, you remember the floodgates open and it's like, oh, my God, obviously, of course. So the programs I'm putting together are really designed to start that process where, you know, again, you can become your own mechanic, something that, you know, felt like a problem before. It's like, oh, I have the ability to look at this in a new light now. And suddenly this is means something else. And boom, on we go. Life is amazing. You know, so that's the main reason I'm, you know, speaking up publicly about this. To help, and it's not just mental health, it's really anybody. It's it's before it becomes a problem. That's the goal. That's kind of what to me is failing now with the modern method. We're not dealing with stuff until it's too late. The idea is to address unrest before it becomes unbearable.
You are singing my song. It all starts at the energetic level. When it comes out there physically, it is too late. Mike, that's my theme song. This whole hour has gone by so quickly. I just want to thank you so much for joining me in this space. Again, our guest, Mike Dayem, and you can find him at www.mikedayem.com and his book, Suicidal to Superhuman. Thank you so much, Mike, for being here and for sharing your wisdom. And everyone have a good week, and we'll be back next week with more Letting Go. Thank you. Have a beautiful week, everyone.